Peyton, how did your body recover after Monday night? You hadn't played for a while.
It was a fast week, you know, and you heal as good as you can, but I knew I had a bye week coming into this, so I had to grind and get through it. You know, there's still a lot more I need to do to improve and help this team win, and I'm gonna go in and watch the film tomorrow and help do that mentally.
Did you see how many of the first five games of the year did you watch before you got here?
The Giants first game? No, I didn't.
You know, whether you know the effect that you've had on Eli and whether you recognize it yourself?
I don't recognize any of it. You know, Eli's a great quarterback with or without me. So, that's just how I look at it. You know, this team, this is a great team with or without me, and I know that. You know, I just think they needed a certain way to put things together, and I'm just glad to be here, be a part of it.
I wanted to ask your impressions of Victor in particular. Like, he took a crushing blow there, kind of got sandwiched. I don't even know if you saw it, but he was clearly down. Eventually did come back in. Just give me a little bit of a read. If you knew much about him.
I don't even know. I've known Victor personally for the past couple of weeks. And he's first class. You know, he's first class on the field, off the field. You know, everybody knows he's a first-class receiver throughout the whole NFL, and he carries himself that way. And, you know, he's not a jerk or has bad character. You know, he's one of us. And, for him to, hurt himself, and most guys would have stayed out of the game, he came back in because he cared about the team and wanted to win. And that speaks,
You mentioned that this team is, the aura was different. The attitude was different among losing teams that you've been with. When did that strike you?
When I first came in, because I've been a lot around, like I said, I've been around a lot of, losing organizations that I've been into. And it seems like when you lose, it just like, it's like a domino effect. Everybody starts feeling it, everybody starts being affected, but not this team. You know, I was really surprised coming in, and I think a lot of the people that are here from the Super Bowl area knows, hey, we started out 8-8, we went to playoffs and won. And I think that, they know that it's not all lost, and they stick together and we win ball games.